In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
During the American Revolution, not everyone was in favor of independence. Many people favored loyalty to England. And while George Washington was still a general, there was a journalist who was loyal to England and wrote scathing articles against General Washington, against the whole independence movement, but particularly scathing were those against Washington himself. Eventually, as the tide turned toward independence, this journalist was arrested for treason and faced the death penalty. George Washington heard of it and traveled a long distance to appeal to the judge for the man's life. The judge responded to Washington by saying, "I can't pardon someone simply because he's a friend of yours. That wouldn't be right." Washington exclaimed, "Friend? This man is the worst enemy I think I have." The judge said, "Well, that changes things. If you had come all this way for your worst enemy, then perhaps I could pardon him." And so the man was pardoned. It's the fact that General Washington would appeal for his enemy that convinced the judge to pardon him. In our epistle reading today, Paul is telling the Corinthians about a different way of viewing life. "When reviled, we bless," he says. That is the way of the apostle. That's the way of the follower of Jesus Christ. In Corinth, just like life in this world, when people do good, they want praise. When people suffer, they want it corrected. They want justice. But Paul is saying that the Christian apostle sees things differently. When the apostle does good and when the apostle does right, they're often mocked, often ridiculed, sometimes even arrested. When the apostle suffers, instead of demanding correction, they endure. And more than endure, they bless. They bless God for his gracious way, and they bless even those who hurt them, because those people too are made in the image of God. But we also bless because we are made in the image of God. And as God showers love and mercy on his enemies, like we heard Jesus say in the gospel reading, as God showers love and mercy on his enemies, then we are called to do the same. Jesus Christ came to the world to save and even to serve his enemies. If we are apostles of him, then we act like him. You know, and sometimes actually heal and reconcile a broken or strained relationship by doing good. You know, in the story of General Washington, the journalist remained a loyalist to England, but his writings changed. He became more balanced. He became more gracious. He started to see the good, even the humanity in his opponents. And rather than attack the person, at least stuck to his principle. Now, if that's true for political and social situations, how much more important is it for spiritual? How much more important is it when our face and our behavior might be the only face that someone will ever associate with the name of Christian? Today in the church, we celebrate St. Moses the Ethiopian. This is not the famous Moses of the Old Testament. This man began his life as a robber and a murderer. He was converted to Christianity and became a desert monk in south of Alexandria. And similar story to General Washington's story, once a brother in the monastery had grieved a number of the other brothers because of his hostile attitude. A council was called to expel this offending brother from the monastery. But this Abba Moses, Father Moses, came to the council late. And when he did come, he had strapped a water barrel onto his back, a leaky one. And he walked to the council, a trail of water leaked out behind him. And when the other brothers asked him what it meant, Moses said, "Here I am being called to pass judgment on my brother, and my sins leak out behind me, and I don't even see them." Not only were the brothers edified by his saying, but the offending brother was converted by the graciousness of Moses. When reviled, we bless. You know, working with the general public, sometimes we take the brunt of someone's bad day, or dare I say, even someone's bad life. It's so easy to bristle up and take it personally. But for the apostle, when reviled, we bless. And by doing my best to bless that person's day, sometimes I might just make a difference. Often I'll never find out. But because I am an apostle, or at least attempting to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, I have no alternative but to follow the way of Christ, who sends rain on both the just and the unjust. You know, there's an old saying, everyone you meet is fighting a battle that you know nothing about. Be kind always. Saint Isaac the Syrian said, if you could see clearly into the heart of your worst enemy, there you would find enough pain to erase all judgment. In Corinth, just like in the world today, when people suffer, they want correction and they want justice. But for the apostle of Jesus Christ, when we suffer, we endure, and when reviled, we bless. Amen.